We know how dangerous this stretch of road is. We know how dangerous it is for people who drive the road or walk or cycle it, and even public transport. So we will now, the NTA has approved the scheme, which started probably 3 years ago in terms of design and planning, to allow it to go to planning permission stage. And that's very welcome. So it will now go to Part 8 planning. And we see detailed design being worked on in parallel with that. It's a very big scheme. It's going to allow for a 2 metre wide path, both user-friendly to cyclists and walkers, from the centre of Ballygawley village, where they start with a pedestrian crossing between Kelly's Bar and the shop in Ballygawley. There'll be a raised ramp on there in terms of slowing down speed, coming over the hill into the T-junction, and a 2 metre wide path will then follow to Castledargan Resort with public lighting, drainage works, etc.
That's what it's all about, really, is making these areas so people can, you know, get out and they can enjoy these villages and these areas of County Sligo.
Yeah, look, it's about connectivity. We have a hotel, golf resort, we have an estate adjacent to that. There is no safe pedestrian access to or from our village centre, for example, for those who want to access the pub or the shop or the park or the bus stop. This key piece of infrastructure will allow for safe access to and from the resort to the village. And I'm delighted to see this progress, because this will make our village sustainable. It will allow for expansion. It will make it safe to connect in terms of access and safe pedestrian access, or whether you would like to cycle in a lit up area. I think we have seen a lot of progression in terms of active travel schemes across our county. We're investing about $3 million per year in it currently. This is year five of the 5-year active travel programme, and Sligo has seen huge positive developments in this scheme that has been developed by government to ensure connectivity to and from our village centres.